Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, every week we try to highlight what's going on in the greater New Orleans area to include those parishes around Lake Pontchartrain, and obviously St. Tammany Parish being one of the largest and one of the largest economic influencers throughout the region. We spend time with them almost every week now, finding out what's going on there. And Donna O'Daniels joins us, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce board member and president and CEO of Visit the North Shore. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you on this beautiful morning.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have good weather. Let me just first start with, I know you guys are still cleaning up a lot of mess on the North Shore. How's that going?
You know, it's going well. The folks in Slidell, all of the governmental officials from the city and the parish have really joined together. And, you know, I think that Slidell is going to be looking a lot better real soon. But I do want to mention just really quickly that if any St. Tammany businesses or residents need resources, they can go to stpgov.org. That's stpgov.org. And there are tons of resources and information on that website for folks who want to, who need repairs, or also people who want to volunteer or to donate to the cleanup efforts.
Awesome for providing that. Thank you so much. Let's start, Donna, if you don't mind. Tell us about Visit the North Shore.
Sure. Well, Visit the North Shore is the official destination marketing organization for St. Tammany Parish. We were actually established in 1976 as the St. Tammany Parish Tourist Commission. So we've almost been around for 50 years, which is pretty cool. And we promote the North Shore as a premier travel destination. We also work collaboratively with the Chamber of Commerce and our other St. Tammany economic partners, which we call STEP, to improve the parish economy and quality of life.
You know, a lot of times we have kind of this insular look, right, that the tourism and hospitality industry is kind of just, you know, the immediate area of New Orleans, the French Quarter, obviously, and so many other things. But that's not necessarily true. There's a lot that a lot of different parishes have to offer on that front. What is it that, what's been y'all's experience? What's been the economic impact? And tell us about tourism on the North Shore.
Yeah, you know, well, when you've got a great city like New Orleans in your backyard, I get this question all of the time. I've actually worked here since 1996 at Visit the North Shore, and I'll meet people and they'll honestly be surprised that we even have an organization that is here solely to promote St. Tammany Parish for visitors. But in reality, it's a huge part of the economy here in St. Tammany Parish. We're the fourth largest visitor economy in the state of Louisiana. We get just under 3 million visitors per year, and they spend over $1 billion. So I like to tell people that that's equivalent to every man, woman, and child from the city of Chicago coming to St. Tammany Parish at some point during a 12-month period, and each of them spending over $300. And ultimately, what all of that spending does for us through the sales taxes that are collected is it's going to save every St. Tammany household about $1,128 in annual taxes. So that's really the economic benefit of the services that we provide. And that's always something that when people do ask me, really, we have tourists and visitors in St. Tammany Parish? And I tell them, yes, and they're actually saving you money. And they say, great, keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, just if you think about, I know it's not St. Tammany, but if you think about Strawberry Fest that's going on this weekend over in Tangipahoa,
Huge draw,
right? And I know that a lot of folks traveling from here to there will stop in St. Tammany, dine in restaurants and things of that nature, fill up in gas stations, buy goods at a gas station. All of that has an impact, right?
Absolutely. And we would love for them to stop here in St. Tammany on their way to Ponchatoula. I'm a huge fan of the Strawberry Festival. I will be there this weekend with my kids and my granddaughter. So, you know, we work in collaboration with the folks over in Tangi quite frequently. So we help promote each other.
So tell us about the unique opportunities that y'all provide relative to tourism.
You know, one of the things that I think makes St. Tammany such a unique destination is it's not just one city. It's so many different towns and communities, and each one of them is a little bit different and has, you know, something unique to offer, whether it's Old Town and Slidell, which if anybody hasn't been to Old Town lately, and thankfully it was mostly spared from the storms we had a few days ago, but Old Town has really got so much personality. They just opened up an antique umbrella alley where they have umbrellas kind of suspended over the street. It's just really a cool place with lots of great businesses. Then, of course, in Mandeville, you've got the lakefront and all of the great restaurants and dining over there. Downtown Covington is a destination all on its own. Abita Springs is so quirky and funky, and people really enjoy spending time there. Madisonville with the riverfront, all the great seafood restaurants, and then, of course, Folsom in the northern part of the parish, they've got their own little scene going on over there. So it's really a cool place and has a little bit of something for everybody. And of course, you know, we really promote heavily our culinary scene. We have so many great restaurants here on the North Shore, and we know we get a lot of folks from New Orleans who come over just to have a great lunch or dinner. And so we welcome everyone who wants to come over and experience the lifestyle here on the North Shore, even if it's just for an afternoon or a weekend.
Absolutely. Great restaurants on the North Shore, and been able to experience it myself and really enjoy it. What are the other things unique? And I had this conversation several months back with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser about some of the incredible state parks that are over there and the reinvestment by the state in that. And a lot of folks are taking advantage of that as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have both Fountain Blue State Park in Mandeville, which is the most visited state park in the state of Louisiana. It's so popular, of course, because of its location right there on Lake Pontchartrain, and it's just a spectacular resource. So that gets tons of visitors. And then also Fairview Riverside State Park, which is in Madisonville, right on the Chifuncta River, and it's a little bit more quiet and less crowded than Fountain Blue is, but it's just beautiful over there. So that's definitely a big part of what is attracting visitors to the North Shore.
Used to camp there as a kid, and it was one
really?
Of my favorite places to go. Yeah, it was quick. You know, it was a quick drive. Dad would hook up the trailer. We'd go over there. It was an hour away. Set up and just had a great time there, and the river's gorgeous.
I talk to so many people all of the time. You know, I'm not originally from St. Tammany. I moved here in the mid-90s from North Carolina, and one of the things that really drew my husband and I here was how much it reminded us of North Carolina with all of the trees and the water. And but I talked to so many people like you who have those memories of coming to the North Shore for a weekend or during the summertime, and they really have fond memories of visiting the North Shore. And that's really been our identity for a long time. I mean, since, you know, since the turn of the 20th century, people have been coming in from New Orleans to take their vacations on the North Shore. So that historic tie-in is really great. And now we've got so many interesting historical things here. You know, probably the most well-known would be the Southern Hotel in downtown Covington, which, of course, was a hotel. I think it originally opened in 1907, and it operated until the mid-60s. And of course, it reopened about 10 years ago, and it has become a huge draw for Covington and for St. Tammany. I think that many of your listeners have probably visited the Southern at some point, even if it was just to step into the Cypress Bar and have one of their cocktails. But it's really become kind of the living room of downtown Covington. It's quite the hangout for both visitors and for locals.
Got a text here that asks, do we still have the Wildlife Center?
So we've got many wildlife centers. They may be referring to Global Wildlife Center, which is out close to Folsom. And yes, yeah, that is absolutely still operational and is such a fun family activity. And so definitely a highlight of any visit to the North Shore, particularly if you've got kids with you.
Absolutely. We did that. Cub Scouts camped out there, went to the Wildlife Center. Had a blast. I understand you guys have a new promotional tagline, Louisiana's Easy Escape. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we went through a rebranding process in 2023 and got a lot of input. We do a lot of research with our visitors, but we also had the community get involved with it, from local business leaders to elected officials to just community members who wanted to be part of the discussion. And what we really wanted to highlight with that Easy Escape tagline, you know, it's obviously batting an eyelash to New Orleans with the Big Easy, but, you know, we kind of wanted to capitalize on that. We've always been kind of an escape from New Orleans, even for New Orleanians back in the day. And so we just really like to focus on the fact that proximity to New Orleans is a big part of who we are as a destination, but we've also got our own unique thing going on over here. So it's been really a lot of fun. The community has embraced the new brand, and we're super excited about it. We're getting really great feedback.
And there's so much more going on today than say 10, 20 years ago. How do people stay connected with y'all? Because there's a number of fairs, festivals, things that are new that people can stay abreast of what's happening.
Absolutely. So the best way is to go to our website. It's visitthenorthshore.com. We have the most comprehensive calendar of events that are happening on the North Shore. So we probably have just as much local traffic to our website as we do visitors, just so that people can find out, hey, what's going on this weekend? You know, we have on the weekends, we have, of course, farmers markets and all kinds of things that happen every weekend. But, you know, for instance, this weekend, we've got the Spring for Art happening in downtown Covington on Saturday evening from 6 to 9. And so that's when, you know, folks come to Covington, and there are tons of great activities and fun things to do for folks to walk around and stroll and see art and meet artists and enjoy the vibe in downtown Covington. We also have the Maritime Music and Art Festival happening in Madisonville. And then next weekend, the Slidell All-You-Can-Eat Crawfish Festival will be out at Fritchie Park. So there's so many fun things to see and do, and Visit the North Shore is the best place to stay abreast of all of that. But your listeners can also follow us on social media. We have all of the major platforms. Just look for Visit the North Shore, and you'll find us there. And so we provide lots of updates throughout the week about everything that's happening. And one of our newest things, we actually have a podcast. It's called All the Waves, and it gives you kind of a fun and funny, humorous sort of look at life on the North Shore and everything that we're enjoying and that we'd like to invite visitors to come and enjoy as well.
Well, let me just say congratulations to you guys for what y'all do and keeping folks connected to the community there. There's so many incredible things happening throughout the metro area, and the tide rises for everyone, right? I mean, as New Orleans succeeds relative to tourism and hospitality, certainly the outlying parishes do as well. And I know that y'all probably work in concert with Greater New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans and Company.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in tourism, we're all just a big family, basically. So just like I was talking about Tangi and the close working relationship we have with them, it's the same in New Orleans and really with all of the destinations throughout Louisiana, because tourism is a very important part of the economy of the state, as I'm sure Billy Nungesser, our lieutenant governor, has talked about with you. And so, you know, I think all of us who live here in Louisiana are very proud of our state. And New Orleans is definitely the crown jewel, but then there are so many other places in Louisiana and exciting things to see and do. And we just love being part of you know, part of this effort to be ambassadors for our state, if you will, and bring people here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great weekend. Have a good time at Strawberry Fest. I think I'm headed to French Quarter Fest. So.
Well, I don't blame you.
A lot of competing festivals going on this weekend.
It's the truth. I mean, French Quarter Festival will be a fun time for sure. But since my granddaughter lives in Ponchatoula, that's where I'm going to be.
Absolutely. They trump everything else for sure. Grandkids.
You know it.
Don O'Daniel, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce board member and president and CEO of Visit the North Shore. Have a great weekend. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. Our next guest, Andronica Morris, is the head of Housing NOLA and Housing Louisiana, the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. And she joins us to talk about Senate Bill 484 that is authored by Royce Duplessis. Andronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell, for having me back on.
So tell us about what this bill, the importance of this bill, and what it will provide.
So this bill introduced by Senator Duplessis will introduce a much-needed reform to the Fortified Roof Program. It will do – the first big thing that it will do is mandate that if you upgrade your roof to the Fortified Roof, that you will get a minimum discount on your insurance premium. We've been seeing wildly inconsistent rates being offered things as little as nothing to some things through truly life-changing numbers that will actually help people. And we can't be using public money and not being assured that that investment is actually going to lead to benefit. And part of that's because the insurance companies are not they're not looking at this in the right way. They're not following the directions they wanted a cap. They wanted to make sure they didn't pay too much in relief, provide too much in relief. But we went too far in the wrong direction. We've got to have a floor. We've got to have a minimum to make these investments worthwhile. And this is the bare minimum that's being suggested in this bill. It's between 20% and 30%. We think it should be 30%, which will match what Alabama has done with their program. We keep saying we've copied Alabama's program, but we haven't. This is one of the key pieces that's missing from Alabama's program. And there's more. I want to take a breath.
No, what's interesting is that I have been hearing more and more from folks about the fact that they've gone through the process. Some have taken the money, some haven't, but a lot have actually put up fortified roofs. And they were shocked to learn when they went to their insurance company that these discounts that allegedly existed out there kind of disappeared and dissipated in a very quick fashion. And, you know, one of the reasons that they made the investment right off the bat was to try and get to a more affordable premium base relative to homeowners. And it's not turned out that way. Some folks actually borrowed money to do their fortified roof. So now they have the debt of the fortified roof and they have no savings on the homeowners insurance side. And now they're even in a more of a financial pickle than they were in when they started this process. And something just seems fundamentally disconnected there. I mean, I don't know if our messaging is off or what is off, but I like you, you know, I liken it to the economic development argument. We want to be like Texas. Okay. And then we adopt, we pass bills, we pass laws. We're not anything close to Texas. It's like, well, what happened to being like Texas? I mean, you know, in Texas, they don't exempt school board taxes. Why? Because they recognize how important that is in order to have a legitimately funded public school system. Here, we do. Right. It's like, well, what happened to being like Texas? And I guess we're finding out that we're not like these other programs that have been successful yet again.
Right, because we keep changing them, making tweaks that don't keep in mind the needs of our community, right? That we've got, yes, there's a balance that's necessary. There's a real concern about how insurance works. People need to, this is an investment that you make to protect your home, to protect your investment, to protect your business. And the insurance company has to be able to take that money and manage the risk and give it back to you when the worst happens. But that's the balance. It's not, it needs to be all upside for the insurance company in the hope that if you pay them enough, and it's truly sometimes a hope, given the fact that after Hurricane Ida, we had 11 companies fail on us. It really does need, we need better regulation. And if that doesn't mean necessarily more regulation, it means better regulation. And as we call for deregulation, as we call for allowing the insurance companies to do whatever they want, so that we would have that, so then maybe they will come back. That's fundamentally wrongheaded. We've got to talk about making our community safer. Our homes got to be safer. And then we've got to talk about what people can actually afford, what makes sense for them to invest. Because if they can't pay the insurance premiums, this is some basic math here, if they can't pay their insurance premiums, then they can't have insurance. If it's not affordable, and therefore it's not sustainable. So you could have someone paying insurance for a couple of months and then not, and then losing that insurance because they can't pay it down the line.
So obviously that's the hallmark of this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 484 by Senator Duplessis. What else does it provide?
It also provides for another piece that's similar to Alabama. When you look at the Fortify Roof Program, it doesn't work in everyone's home. It works in a lot of people's homes. It's actually been, and this is one of the reasons why we think that the mandate is necessary, because the Fortify Roof Program is a technology, a building technology, funded by the insurance companies, because they wanted to see if there's a way that we could improve the quality of our housing stock, particularly in the Deep South in hurricane-prone areas, right? The Fortify program, that installation makes sure, guarantees that if it's done correctly, the house can withstand up to Category 3 winds. It'll keep the roof on, which will stop a lot of damage coming into the house. But so not everyone's house can do a fortified roof, or that you need more than just a fortified roof. You might need to make some additional improvements on your home. And what's happening now with the program is if you don't meet those qualifications, you're disqualified. And so what Senator DePlessis's bill also recommends is that there's an opportunity to match those people with nonprofits who have other dollars that could help close the gap, right? So if the roof itself costs $15,000 and you only have $10,000 being granted to you and you don't have it, or you have another $8,000 in other needs, why not pair you with a nonprofit who could either help you raise the funding or may have the funding and put it all together? Let's stack it. Let's stack these investments. And instead of just saying, nope, you're out, you're disqualified. And that's another big piece that we think is pretty important. You've got some nonprofits who've gone out and raised this money to help people build fortified roofs, and they're putting all of it into a single roof. Why not blend these resources and say part of it's coming from the state, part of it's coming from philanthropic and donations, and you know, we can help more people.
No, absolutely. Why would anybody be opposed to that?
Right. And then and another piece that one of the things that we think that also should be changing is that the option is that the insurance fund, the insurance program, the funding that's available for the insurance program should also help people access this different kind. There's at least one other reduction program, the wind mitigation program, that might be more suitable for other people. Like, you may not be able to do the full fortify, but you can upgrade your roof to our new building code, and that still gets you a discount. So we also think that you need to be talking about a discount, a mandated discount, if you build your roof to code, and that the insurance department's program say, hey, if you've been selected, if you cleared you cleared the hurdle and you got in, we're going to just help you fund whatever it is that your house needs that will make your house safe and will give you access to the insurance breaks. So those are the big pieces that this would change and that this would address. And so that we're not just simply doing fortified roofs. We're trying to do safe roofs, safe houses, safe homes.
So where's the insurance commissioner on this bill?
We're hearing that he is opposed to it. He's opposed to the mandate. It doesn't fall in line. Everything that the insurance commissioner's office has rolled out has been about making the insurance companies more comfortable, trying to incentivize them into coming back, as opposed to mitigating risk. And then mitigating risk and saying, for that investment, we need to see some guarantees and some assurances.
Yeah, you see, I kind of look at this a little different than most folks. I agree with everything you said, with exception of one thing. I'm not certain that they're managing their risk, meaning the insurance companies. I think they're managing their losses. And because if they were managing their risk, this fortified roof program, because they created the standard, they did the science behind it, they understand that if you lose a seal tab shingle, that the underlayment is what's really protecting the house from water penetrating the roof. That's managing risk, and that there should be some reward for that. But they, you know, as you said, it's all over the map. We have a big problem right now, obviously, in this state, because a lot of people are going with non-admitted carriers. in order to save money, right? And we're driving them, and Citizens is actually driving them to that non-admitted, you know, opportunity. And from what I understand, non-admitted companies are not offering any discounts as it relates to a fortified roof program. And look, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong, but I do know when we're not sharing and completely transparent about what is actually happening out there from an operational perspective. And I've been very surprised to hear that we've got these nuances that people are ending upside down on a lot of these programs. You know, and these fortified roofs, they're not terribly cheap, depending on the construct of your home. Some a lot cheaper than others, but you know, I hate to see this where we're just not sharing all of the information available to us in our experience set right now. I can tell you in Jefferson Parish, we just renewed some policies. There's little or no options, truly.
Right. And that's the problem that a lot of people are facing. They're not seeing a path forward, and that's dangerous. That's incredibly dangerous, and that's part of our concern, is that we do need to see something that makes it so people can actually stay here. They can actually live in their homes, and they can protect their homes, and they can protect their investments, and they can protect themselves. Look at what just happened 2 days ago.
And don't think for a moment that's not going to impact the availability of going to the, you know, if you're out in the market trying to get homeowners insurance right now.
Correct. So we can talk about we can talk about this, and we can mitigate risk. We have better building technology. I mean, Newell, you've been around a little bit longer than I, but we've both been around a minute. Can you remember a time like when we were not sure about how to put roofs back on? And not that roofing isn't it can be somewhat simple, and it's really well done by a lot of good professionals out there. But the fact that we now have technology that we know that we have tested that can withstand Cat 3 winds to keep the roof on the house. So the building community, the insurance companies have helped with this. Other people have helped with this. And the people have called for this. We've talked about this. Every time we rebuild, we talk about what's the smartest thing to do. And there's always some tussling about that, because you got people going, well, we don't need too many rules and things like that. But people are fundamentally going, yeah, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. We have to invest in our infrastructure. We have to be smarter. We have to be safer. And we have to make sure that despite something that's coming, we can – our communities are resilient, instead of our people just having to come back and pick up the pieces. And we have that now. And so not to prioritize this, not to create a myriad of programs to make sure that any disaster relief that's coming, whatever program works best for that homeowner, whatever works best for that home, isn't something that people can access. And so it's a combination of investments and grants. And for everyone who can afford to do this, if they are not going to get a benefit out of it, they're not going to do it. I mean, we've got to see a wholesale change in our building stock. And we won't have that happen if there aren't incentives for the people that make it so that they can stay here.
You know what drives me crazy, and I say this all the time, there's some really low-hanging fruit as it relates to all of these issues. You know, when you think about food spoilage because of power outages that we have, you know, that a lot of insurance companies cover that, you know, that loss and other issues related to that. And yet we still allow people to plant a tree that's going to grow to 40 to 60 feet in height under power lines. And I'm like, why are we doing this? We know that it leads to nothing but bad outcomes. So why it's like, how do we continue to let people doing this? I mean, it's not going to have the most immediate impact, But in 20 years from today, we will pat ourselves on the back saying, we stopped planting trees under power lines. Why? Because it's knocking out power every time we have a bad thunderstorm, every time we have a hurricane, every time we have a tornado.
But we can also talk about how do we manage our power lines as well to make sure that maybe we do need that tree cover, but we also can we put the power lines underground in places where it makes sense, right? So it's not either or. It is the low
hanging fruit. I mean, it's a whole combination. It's a whole combination of things. But, I mean, the reality is you get what you pay for. You want it underground, that's costly. Yes. You're going to be paying a lot more for power. Regulated utilities are not charities. But these are the things that we need to be thinking out 20 years from today. How much money do we want to invest in having to manage a tree canopy that's all entwined in our power lines?
Right.
And I would suggest to you that Entergy, parish officials, and others are spending a lot of time and money doing so. So why do we let them plant under that? It doesn't make any sense to me. And all of this impacts the whole homeowners insurance landscape. All of it is a contributing factor to it. We got to get smart about what we're doing here because we have a lot of challenges that a lot of other people around the country do not have. Andronika Morris, always a pleasure to talk with you. Have a great weekend. Thank you for coming on today. That's Andronika Morris. She leads the Put Housing First triad of organizations, the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance, Housing NOLA, and Housing Louisiana. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go to Fred on the talk line. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. My question is, and of course, I have been a builder remodeler for over 40 years, licensed and insured. With this fortified roof, you know, if a roof is done right to begin with, we wouldn't be having a lot of the problems that we have. Unfortunately, about 60% of my business the last 5 years has been me being the guy going and fixing what was done wrong the first time. What I see with this fortified roof and scares me is the requirement of putting these ring shank nails and the number of nails per shingle is the integrity of the plywood, the decking under that, and then you wait 16, 18 years and you do that again, there's going to be no plywood left by the time you shoot it all to pieces with a nail gun putting these nails in the requirements for this fortified roof. That's what scares me. Has anyone looked down the road as to what this is going to cost in the future?
That's a great question. How difficult is it to pull this ring shank nail out when you're...
Very. It's like trying to pull a screw out of something with a hammer.
So if you use... What would be the best material as the roof deck? Obviously, I can't imagine chipboard would be good, right?
Well, I don't use that personally. Only whenever I have to, you know, they use a standard plywood. Of course, you know, what we get by with is what they call a half-inch plywood, but. You know, a good decking would be a good 5/8 plywood on there. And even if you're going to do this over and over and again, I would even see it go into a 3/4 plywood, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
But most the chipboard you're talking about is called OSB. That OSB is what most people seem to put on a roof today because it's a third the price of plywood. And whenever if you go in an attic, after a roof has been changed, there's pieces of that board all over the top of the insulation where the nail guns have shot this. Because if you go in any neighborhood where they're working, it sounds like World War III. Bum, 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 bum. And if you go to this fortified roof, what you're doing now is you are tripling or even maybe four times the number of nails per shingle. And then you're using a ring shank.
Well, it couldn't be four times, right? I think, what's the requirement? Six per shingle?
Six per shingle is what I am being told with a fortified, what I was told personally, but I don't know because I haven't went and got certified per se. And but I am told that they're requiring a nail every 4 to 6 inches on that shingle.
Well, I think it's six. I had a specialist on a couple of weeks ago, and it's six nails per shingle is what they require in a fortified. It's a ring shank nail, right?
Correct. Yeah, and like anything else, you put a screw in something and you try to pull it out with a nail, you got a whole lot more material comes out than you do with a smooth nail.
We're going to delve into that.
The roof is the underlayment.
Yeah, I want to explore that because I agree with you. I mean, I just had my roof redone after Ida, and you know there was debris all over the attic. I was idiot me. I'm in the attic vacuuming it up. It's like I'm not sure. I'm not completely sure why, but I did. So, well, thank you so much, Fred, for the call. You gave me something. Explore a little further. We appreciate same. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Shelby Mounts, NexOps Executive Director, talking about transitioning service members to new jobs and the successes that they've had in the past and what we're presently experiencing. And in the back half of the hour, we'll go to the talk lines. We want to hear from you on No Filter Friday. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.